When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Critical.
Well, maybe people don't realize.
What?
You know what's sad about everything we do?
You're in dungarees like a straight man with your crotch open, like aggressively, confrontationally pointing at me with the fly down and the tip of your uncut penis dangling. Not dangling.
Well, I feel like we talk about manspreading, but people haven't seen what I do. The legs break clean off and they wrap around me and I walk down the stairs backwards like the Grudge. Whoosh.
If you had to walk down, would you do, wait, how does the Grudge walk down the stairs? Like this, the spider? Like,
yes.
Like Linda Blair.
Yes.
Yeah.
How come when?
How come when?
How come when Little Nas X spreads his leg on Saturday Night Live? It's art, but when I do it on the couch, I'm man spreading.
That's a really good point. And how come, I wasn't,
let's start.
Okay, let's start the, wait.
Bang, you know what? Bang. I'm at peace with the pod being low key. You get two cameras, you get my living room, and you get what you get.
You get what you get, and we'll give what we give. And at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Period, poo.
Mama, that's on period. Well, here's the thing. We never expect, well, we did do a trailer that has promised certain things that perhaps maybe we have not consistently delivered on, but guess what? That's life, Mary.
Mary,
life.
As somebody who grew up in a trailer, yeah. let me tell you, never trust what you see in a trailer.
I'm trying not to look at myself because I do look ravishing in this clip-on bang.
That
is
see.
Not clipped, by the way.
You look great.
Not clipped, but it's...
You have been looking incredible.
Well, I just came from the gym. I just came from the gymnasium. Yeah.
It's not a gym when there's a trainer.
No, I came from a room in which I was trained by a person.
We're trying to be relatable.
Okay. I don't know where to start. Where should we start?
Let's start. How was the gym? What's your fitness been like?
Okay. So my brother came into town. I have a straight brother. So do you. What's his name?
Dan.
Mine too.
Are you serious?
Yes. Is he older?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're both named Brian and we're both gay and we both have straight older brothers named Dan.
This is woo. This
you
is
know, everybody little... talks about God being creative.
No, mom.
I don't see creativity here.
He's a hack.
She's being redundant. She's referencing herself.
She's like phoning it in. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. She's dying. Finally.
I swallowed spit.
To that point, I also, my psychic friend told me that the way that I'm going to die, and this is going to shock you, it's water. Stay away from water.
You said one step ahead of you, haven't had a glass of water in 6 years.
But I immediately thought of aspirating on vomit, because that's drowning.
Yeah. Well, drowning would be pretty bad. And what I've read is it takes a long time to actually drown. What I would want to know is how much of that is suffering? How much of that is your brain awake for?
So I think that what happens is when oxygen can't go to the brain, you incur brain damage and you, I think you go into shock. I'm not a scientist, although I look exactly like one, especially.
You forgot the soundboard is back today.
I did forget.
So your brother gets into town. His name's Dan.
His name is
now,
Dan.
Now, what is his social? Who would play him?
Oh, wait. I know exactly. There's like a new, he sent me a picture. There's a doppelganger. So I'll pull that up later. He looks like some German, like newscaster in
work
something. But, he's a guy who, this is a person who did a 90-day silent meditation retreat. I want to say that again, 90 as in 90 days in a row of meditation silently at a retreat.
See,
90 days.
There's a thin veil between the worlds of meditating and mental illness. It's a thin veil. It blows in the wind. You can see through it. You can almost push through it.
And at times, it doesn't even seem to be there.
At times, they coexist. It's sort of like the fish that has the plankton living on it.
Wait, what?
Like it's a symbiotic relationship where like the mental instability feeds the meditation, which feeds the mental instability. You know what I mean?
It's a vicious cycle.
Depending
it's an
on
endless
your,
loop.
Depending on your brain, how your brain works.
Yeah.
Meditation, you don't want to be locked up in your own brain for 90 days.
Well, here's the thing. So yeah, like what happens is that it's not an escape. It's running into the fire, running into the burning building of your
now
insane
that I love.
Psyche.
<You're>
right. Oh God.
Tits out, running into a burning building.
Tits out,
that is
sweaty
how I will
tits,
go.
Panties singed,
fresh implants. Fresh implants running.
Because the scars will get cauterized, and then your the Lucite shoe will fuse to the flesh of your foot, Barbie mm-hmm. foot, after. There's a lot to win.
I'm having the toes removed, too. If I'm doing the tits, I'm having the toes taken off. If we're doing Barbie, we're doing Barbie.
Yeah, give me
there
the tits,
no toes.
Take the toes.
These will be physically locked in place. I'll yeah. become someone who can't move their fingers or arms.
Mama, who needs to extend? Who needs to reach?
Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Let me jerk you off.
Well... Yeah. You could do that. I think a lot of men learn to jerk off in a lot of ways that don't include, this is like, you know, like in common media when you're like, you're like a pantomime, you're like, oh, a lot of people are not doing that.
Myself included.
Kids fucking pillows, kids putting their dicks in mattresses, kids scooting their dicks across the floor.
Like a dog. Yeah. Opposite. Just, yeah. Shag carpet with a little bit of crumbs from a cookie in there, a little texture.
How did you start? Oh, wait, someone told you, right?
Start meditating or jerking off? Wait, what?
Can't we do both?
Oh my God, wait. Somebody in the YouTube comments of the podcast outed the first name of the person who taught me how to jerk off.
Why did we take our podcast to the most putrid place on the internet?
Well,
YouTube.
But mama, putrid goes where putrid goes. You know what I mean? Like rotten finds putrid.
I am the boom boom putrid. Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned the name. I really don't think I did because I couldn't remember it.
James Gump.
Frederica, did a James or a Jamie Gump ever teach you how to masturbate?
So someone dead named him?
Oh, he's alive.
Doesn't dead name...
Dead name is like a name that you were given that you no longer use. For instance, like a George becomes Wilma. Like, or, you
got
know
it,
what
got
I mean?
It, got
yeah,
it,
yeah,
got
yeah.
it.
Like he dead named you.
So like if I said, somebody said my real name.
No, that's just like...
I'm deeply uncomfortable when fans go, hi, Brian.
Well, because if you've never met, if you're not like familiar with each other as peers or whatever, call it what... It's weird. It's like, hi, Brian. I love that lunch you had 3 weeks ago.
Well, no, it's like, I gave you this name. I gave you this boundary. And because you found out about this boundary, you want to use this boundary. But that's not available to you.
I mean,
do you think that's weird?
Personally, I've blurred and obfuscated the boundary so much. I it doesn't bother me in particular. But I know it does for other people. And it can seem creepy.
Can you say happy birthday to Sarah?
Happy birthday, Sarah. You just need to. Woo! No.
Honey, you got a big storm coming.
You could have one or two birthdays, or you could have one big one.
Have you seen Wendy Williams on the TV today talking about Britney Spears?
What is she saying?
Mary.
What is she saying?
Mary Dugan. Mary Dugan, we are dropping it into the episode today.
Now,
by the way,
be careful. You can't do that.
While I look for the video, can you tell them to subscribe to this channel?
Hi, Georgia. This is Katya, and I'm so excited that you're joining us here today at The Bald and Beautiful. Now, as you can see from my clip-on bang and very smart blouse, I am pumped up and motivated for you to engage even more with us. So why don't you go ahead and smash that like button, and then bop the subscribe bar, and then wiggle on over to the thumbs up, and then reboot your computer and do it again, over and over, now more than ever. This is important, and it's never-ending. But it won't last until it's gone, which could be soon, but not tomorrow.
Thank you. So something weird happened today. This is Wendy Williams.
Was a rehab where they knew the paparazzi was there every day. How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them.
Kitty... Death to all of them.
Okay, so capital punishment, invoking...
How come when Chrissy Teigen DMs someone to kill themselves that she gets canceled, but Wendy Williams tells people
national
to kill
television.
Themselves on national television?
She says she is the queen of...
How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them.
Oh, I mean, sorry. It's not, we're not too far away from a dystopian future where Wendy Williams is the queen of hearts, literally executioning. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You stubbed your toe in the middle of that dance routine. Death to you and your family.
Death to all of them.
I think she meant television.
I think she meant shame.
I mean, I'm not offended by it.
Oh, I'm not either, but it's insane. It's crazy. It's unhinged.
Wendy Williams should be a Real Housewife. Wendy Williams.
What is she? What is the archetype of Wendy Williams? She is unique.
Well,
isn't she? Because she's kind of.
Yes. She's a character.
She's a character.
She's a very inhabited person with very developed idiosyncrasies.
Because she's not Ricky Lake. She's not Oprah. She's not Diane Sawyer. She is some other whole.
Well, I mean, at least on her show, she's not pretending. Okay, it's one thing if you're like, our show's about bringing families together. Let's bring out someone's mom who fucked their husband.
Right.
You're not really about that.
Right.
At least Wendy Williams isn't pretending her show's about anything other than commenting on celebrities. She doesn't claim to be the news.
No, she doesn't. It's just an opinion. It's tea. Yeah. It's gossip and tea. But her opinions are sometimes like forming in real time too. Yeah. Like they're so unsteady. Like they're like, you can feel the wheels turning in her face and they're like, what? Are those wheels even made of?
You know what I mean?
Like wagon wheels,
water wheels. Yeah. Can I just hear it one more time?
Absolutely.
Where they knew the paparazzi was there every day. How dare you, Mr. Spears? You had me fooled. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of you.
And the audience.
The audience going, ooh. Yeah. The audience is like, yes, we're back
kill
to murder.
Them all. Execute them, guillotine.
I love it.
Guillotine and McGillicuddy.
I love it.
Yeah. So any backlash from her at this point?
I don't know.
No.
I think people are gassed up enough about Britney's situation that they're like, death can be fierce in the right moment.
I mean, yeah, actually death could be kind of appropriate. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was watching the Olympic trials the other day. And then of course I thought about Larry Nassar, the doctor who abused all these girls. And I think he should be executed. I know that's crazy, and we don't need to talk about
I don't think it's
corporal
crazy.
Punishment.
You're not the law. You can say what you think will happen.
Okay, well then I would say, if I had almighty power, or whatever of judgment, if we're in like a Mad Max kind of world,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, Larry Nassar, please come forward, samurai sword to the neck. No, I would say death to you, and I would kill him because I don't want to pay for him to eat any food, taxpayer money to keep him, you know.
Yeah. It's
do you believe in a capital punishment?
Does that mean killing?
The death penalty, sorry. Because
I don't know.
The hard thing is you can't ever be sure if they're guilty.
Yeah, I really don't know.
You can't kill an innocent person.
Then again, if there is, because there's life in prison.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird that life in prison is, depending on how you measure quality of life, it's weird that life in prison is less severe than death.
Well, yeah, a lifetime of torture is worse than just a moment of relief.
Then again.
Or release.
When you've been in prison that long, if you're in prison for life, I bet your mindset you probably just eventually forget about the outside world, and prison is your world. And I'm not saying you like it, but 20 years in.
But you deal somehow.
If
you're alive. Also, it depends on what prison. Are you in Siberian prison, Swedish prison, or in.
One of those fun Philippines ones where they do viral videos.
Yeah, where the. Da, 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 yeah.
Like that sick, remember that sickening Thriller video?
I do. Weird. Or you get
I mean, I'm not saying that prison looks fun.
No, and it is fun.
But I've never seen organized dancing in a prison before.
Like tight choreo.
An alarming number of prison documentaries.
I know you have.
Are they all American? Locked Up.
Are they American? Do they take place in America?
I've seen all those too. America's worst, or the world's worst prisons, seen that.
Which is the worst?
There's levels. Like some of them, they're just like barely flat out. Like there
it's
is no
torture.
Clean water.
Yeah, there's no access.
They live outside.
Where?
I mean, some
where?
Of them. I don't
do you
remember.
Oh my
I've
God.
Seen a lot of them, but there was a gentleman. He's been in prison for. He once went to prison, I believe, for a decade for something he didn't do. So when he was acquitted, he was like, "Well, I'm going to do a show about." So people
wrongful
in the world.
Imprisonment.
Well, not wrongful imprisonment.
Oh.
He was like, people have a right in America to have a clearer idea of what actually happens in prison, so that we can maybe more understand the system that we punish people with.
Yeah.
Because if you have no way of knowing how inconsistent, horrible,
torturous,
racist, and obviously
blah, blah, blah.
All over the world, they're all different.
Yeah.
Especially for racism prison is times a million.
Yeah.
Homophobia, transphobia in prison is times 5 million.
I know. Not to, I mean, I got some
what
stories about that.
What happens to gay people when they go to prison?
a lot of things, a lot of horrible things that happened to a lot of horrible people. But I knew a woman, a trans woman who went to prison and was put in a men's prison. She had breasts, but she had her downstairs male business. And, she, you know, you can, and it fill in the blank in the worst way you can imagine. And that's what happened. It's just horrifying. But
oh my gosh,
let's transition to a lighter note.
So anyway, you got bangs.
Yeah, got bangs. I got bangs and everything changed. But my brother was in town and we both have brothers named Dan who are older and straight.
Uh-huh.
We are named Brian and we're gay.
So what did you do with your brother for 2 days?
We smoked cigars.
What?
We smoked cigars indoors. I don't know how you hold a cigar.
Does your house smell like a cigar now?
Yeah, but my house smells like a giant cigarette always, so.
Cigars smell horrible though.
Oh no, I love the smell
you
of a
do?
Cigar. Yeah.
If you guys like cigars, comment below.
Well, the aftermath of a cigar is quite pungent, you know, more than a cigarette, obviously. And I open the windows, you know.
I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
You do but one puff out the window and that's all the world gets.
But it was fun. We watched movies. We had, you know, he has a young child who is the spawn of Satan and he needed a little bit of relief from.
I was going to say, did the child come?
Are you kidding me? No.
What's the child's name?
Graham.
I love that name.
I do too. I was so happy. It wasn't Gillespie or something weird or like.
Yeah. You know, sister was pitching baby names to me, as you know, and it was quite a colorful cast.
What did they settle on?
It was a weird mix of like really basic white girl names
or like
really obscure, like Native American names. Uh-huh. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
It was all kinds of wild ones. They ended on.
Manischewitz Guverman.
It's not Orida. That's potatoes. It's Odina.
Adina?
Odina.
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 Odina Denzel Washington. Yeah.
Odina Mae Brown.
Odina Menzel. Yeah. Odina is going to be the child's name, and the child should be born in a couple weeks here.
But so Odina, not Adina.
No, O-D-E-N-A. I believe it's a Native American word.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Adina. And also baby Odie. What do we think about that?
Odie?
Odie's a great name.
Odie. Well, my sister had a baby. His name is Owen. I love
you like that?
Owen. I do.
Three letters.
It's Owen.
It's four letters.
Oh, math.
I don't know what just happened.
Owen. But it's easy and you don't have to abbreviate it. Owen. It's like, I'm coming into town. Owen. Owen.
Your brother's back.
He's coming to get you, Barbara. But I love Owen and I love Graham.
So what did you guys do for you can't just have smoked for 2 days.
No. Well, I got him a room at the Charlie. The Charlie.
Oh, where's that?
It's in West Hollywood on Sweetser. It's like a secluded bungalow hideaway built by Charlie Chaplin in the 30s or something.
No.
Gorgeous. I would buy the place if it was for sale.
Did he live?
He lived. He slept and he ate. And
what did he do here? Just vibe?
Yeah, he vibed. We went out to dinner. We went and bought iPads. We went to the Grove. We went.
Did you get the iPad Pro?
I did.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, I brought it.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Yeah, it's already.
Show the material.
Oh, sure.
We're waiting for our iPad sponsorship.
Yeah.
We're having to buy things ourselves.
It's fabulous.
You brought your cornichons.
So it's like, it's really simple and it's like just, it's got a lot of different pages. And it has you can change the cover. No, that's the real one. It's fab. And it has the little,
wow.
Yeah, it has the little pencil. It's great.
I can't wait for you to use that for work.
I was like, what is the thing I could use this for? Working?
What are you going to use it for? Are you going to do digital illustration?
So here's the thing. I don't want to be hunched on my phone, like with emails or Duolingo. Have I talked to you about Duolingo?
Tell me.
I'm obsessed with Duolingo.
Yeah, you are.
I'm obsessed. Tell them the story.
Tell them the story about we were in the car and the driver.
Oh yeah. So I'm doing Duolingo. It's an app on your phone, language learning software, and you can learn any language you want in the world, including Navajo or High Valyrian from Game of Thrones for $15 a month or free with ads.
Jedi shit. Isn't there a fake Jedi language? Wait a minute.
Klingon. I think they probably have Klingon.
And isn't there a Lord of the Rings language?
They have that one. Elvish.
Wow.
I think Elvish. Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that?
To impress people at the con.
The con. Yeah. Well, in any case, it's so great.
It is the con.
Because
learning a language, no one isn't real.
Well, me with Russian. It's like so financially.
So you would say that Russian is about on par with Klingon?
Yeah. about as useful. But so, I mean, it's so like, it has this thing that pops up. It says, what can 15 minutes of social media do for you? Nothing. 15 minutes of learning a language could change your life. And it's true. A day, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you and I are similar in that we don't agree with the education system, but we like the idea of humans being educated.
Well, yes. And it's a travesty and a tragedy that in America,
we're so told that English is all you need, which
it is.
I know, but
it is because it's spoken everywhere. Mary, you live in Switzerland. You pop out of that womb trilingual. And then by the time you're 5, you know 17 languages.
If I had a child, which could happen.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a Spanish speaking.
Yes. At home.
Daycare.
Yes.
Kindergarten.
Yes. Yes.
Spanish is the first language of America at this point.
Yes, like, it is.
Yeah. My children will not be some dumb kid who doesn't speak Spanish because girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. My friend Eric in Boston, he and his wife raised their child speaking French in the house only. Mama. French school in the summer.
The child's brain is so spongy, and I know. I've touched it.
Yeah.
You've
done everything to a child.
Well, I did say that on Uno, didn't
you
I?
You did to a baby.
I've done everything to a baby.
I've done everything you can to a baby.
We're going to take a break. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, so listen, Duolingo. They sent me some swag. They sent me some t-shirts. Thank you so much, but I want a sponsorship. Yeah, I want to do an ad. Because listen, what happened is I've been listening to this Russian music all my life, right? Mm-hmm. Or not all my life, last 10 years. And over the weeks, I suddenly know the lyrics to some of these songs that I never bothered to look up the lyrics
to. You never knew what it meant?
Oh, never. I mean, half of the songs I lip synced to back at Jocks, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So, but just gesturing.
Well, did you memorize like the mouth shapes or did you really recognize the syntax?
I listened to them so much, I just memorized the sounds.
Probably how people learn English songs, right?
Yeah, like a baby. Like, if you've ever listened to a foreigner sing a, Kelly,
yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's like me, that's what it would sound like if I were actually singing the Russian.
Yeah.
And I recently heard a Russian singer, I put a spell on you and she said, it's so weird.
Well, because you can love the music and not understand the language. And
I don't want to know the lyrics. They're all horrible.
Also, you can still sing it well and have it not be your first language. In school, you know, everybody's learning art songs and German songs, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have to sing in other languages. They don't have to speak it.
Yeah.
They try their best to sound like it, but they don't have to go out to the world and know the language. Right.
Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber les filles.
That would be a great duet song for us.
Mary, a Franz Gall medley would be over. Over.
Yeah, I love that brand. April March? The band?
I don't know.
April March is the band. Jake Habit?
Who did it first? Was it France Gall or like?
I don't know who that is. I only know April March. Fiche. Yeah, they sing it in French.
Oh, but who did it first? When is it? That was in the 60s.
It's a remake.
Mama, France Gall was the 60s
I thought
and
April 70s. March was rather new. the band? Am I wrong? That's so embarrassing.
So Laissez tomber les filles comes like from a long time ago. Let's check it out.
This candle.
On my iPad. Oh, you don't like it?
It's an American singer-songwriter who sings in English and French. Let's see. Chick Habit. What's that? When did Chick Habit come out? This is what people come into the pod for, right? Yeah. Fact-checking.
Fact-checking.
EP, Chick Habit was in 1995, but it's probably a redo or whatever.
Yeah.
See, here on the pod, we're learning every day. Yeah, scribble, scribble, baby. Yeah. Katya got me this beautiful Tom Ford Oudwood candle. Is this what you're always wearing? Is that
oud
why I'm
wood.
Always...
Yeah, I do it. I do Oudwood or tobacco oud.
It smells good.
Oud is an earthy, lovely, rare fragrance that is extremely, incredibly expensive.
Put your lighters up. Ganja's in the house. Now, I have one more question before...
If it ain't oud, I'm not interested.
What are you discovering about the Russian language that you didn't know that you love?
Oh my gosh. Well, there is, in not all songs, especially like modern pop songs are pretty like vapid. And oh, Mary, I have no time for anybody in a song mentioning Facebook or Instagram. That.
Do you like,
there's a song.
How do you feel about like Chainsmokers selfie?
Nope.
Or like,
nope.
You only talk in hashtag. Do you know that one?
I want to kill myself. But mentioning Facebook, like. There's a couple of songs that I love so much. I love the melodies. I love the music. They're so fabulous. But then it's like the chorus is, Vinstagramme. No. No.
That's like words on a dress.
Razrivayu, mobilni fazbuki veka. Like Facebook in VK, which is VK in Russia. No. No, 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 no. Just make it a metaphor.
Not on my
watch.
You
know what I mean? Like that is so fucking lame.
It is lame.
It's lame, Mary. Like, I mean, a Chevy Malibu is different because that's kind of a classic.
The only time I've liked it is Courtney has a song called Ugly from Kaleidoscope, Courtney Act.
Yeah.
And she says, tap it twice if you like it. Like,
but that is a pun and a double entendre.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
the lyric is sort of about her at night swiping through a guy she likes.
I know. This girl has, Olga Buzova has a song called Swipe. Swipe.
And I swipe.
It's too literal.
Do you like swipe?
Do you like swipe? Do you want swipe? It's like, ugh. But you know what I mean? It's such a boner killer. Even with like, ugh. But anyways, I just love, they have a way of, their lyrics are like literature. Literature.
Do you like
literature?
Do you get into literature?
Mrs. McCluskey in the fifth grade, she says, in this class, we're going to learn about literature.
Did she sell you on it?
Yes.
Did you read?
She had acrylics. She was 1500 years old with brown leather skin and 14 pounds of makeup in a fried wig. And she was like, literature.
Now I have a question. When you were in school where you had to read a lot. Okay, wait, let me say it again. I don't know what is wrong. When you were in school, did you have to read a lot?
You had to read a lot. And then I was like,
no, have you ever taken a class, like an English class where there is a lot of reading?
Yeah.
Did you do the reading? Because I will say that about 50% of the time, you could tell I didn't do the reading because, you know, I like to talk and I like to be right.
Yeah.
So on the days I didn't do the reading, you would see me sort of fading back into the background. I agree. But also I could see how both of you would think that.
Yeah. I'm more curious about other points of view.
Yeah. I'm looking to learn more about it. But then sometimes when I did the reading, especially, and I was really good at, not a lot, but I was...
What was your favorite subject?
Poetry.
Okay. Oh, poetry.
And it was like stuff that was really feathery, like or Edgar Allan Poe, where it was like kind of just dark and
open
bag. God hates bags.
Bag booking.
I had a good knack for going the next day and people would be like, I don't know what I fucking read. And I'd be like, well, it's about death.
Yeah.
I always like got that.
That's great.
And
that's,
poems are great because they're short. Oh, I'll do the reading when it's one page. And I say this as a New York Times bestselling author, mama.
But if you crunch the numbers in that book, poems.
I know I can neither confirm nor deny that we are doing another book. But if we did, we both always said longer.
Longer, Mary.
Longer.
A little more. Yeah. Oh. Oh, my God.
Brandon O'Wiggs.
Wow. He is just.
Brandon. Brandon, everybody.
Round of applause for Brandon Lim.
Yes.
He really went out on a limb.
Well, Zach Killian, who did my wigs, just dropped off a bunch more wigs for the motel show because we start in August.
I am truly in awe of your preparation for this, which gives me the vapors and vertigo and like the dry heaves.
Well, you know me, Mary.
I do know you.
You know I don't know how to act.
No, you don't know
I don't know how to put, I don't know how to, People are always like, how do you find time? I'm like, I don't have time.
Nobody finds time. It's just created.
Entirely.
Yeah.
I mean, that starts in, we just did a fitting the other day here in this living room, 16 looks.
The shoes, the shoe tour itself was an MTV Cribs episode.
Yeah, we got like 20 new pairs of shoes.
All ugly. I'm just kidding. No, they're
square
nice.
Square toes.
They're chic. Some of them are very chic.
Thank you.
They're practical.
And then all new outfits. And they're all skimpy little outfits for being worn by the pool in the desert. So the length has to be, you know, those little swimsuit cover-ups. It's a half inch between, does that woman have a shirt on and no pants?
Yeah.
Or is that a cute little dress?
Yeah. There's a thin veil.
It's a thin going veil. Going back
to
it.
You need to be, what's her name from Something About Mary?
Magda. I need to be? Why don't you give me some pointers?
I could take you under my chicken wing.
Yes.
My burnt chicken wing.
But I just like doing shit.
Yeah.
I like, I like complaining a little bit too. I love to walk in and flop down a bag and talk about how busy I've been.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, the party never stops, but the show must go on.
Well, can I just say, I'm happy of everything I did during Pride. Next year, I can't do it again.
No, okay, this and I'm going to interject.
I went too hard.
So this is the pattern. The pattern that Trixie does is that, so she does the, and I don't mind any of this. I'm just observing, non-judgment. You like crazy, and then it all but kind of boils to a head and you say, okay, it's July. Like October is clear. I've cleared October. By September 15th, October looks like another version of July.
I know.
And like you just, it's, but that's a good thing. You just
Well, we're ending June and I did Pride stuff from the beginning of May,
Mary,
through June.
You took Pride, fucked it in the ass, put it on the grill, ate it, shat it out, and then served it on our door. Like there's so much.
And it was nice. I made a lot of money, whatever. Yeah. And I know we talk about like rainbow washing at Pride. If you're
rainbow
talking
washing?
About some,
oh, I get it.
When they say like, you know,
hi gay. Sashay into a deal today.
We are sashaying into deals. Happy Pride Month. Yeah. By the way, Meg, if you ever want to come on the pod.
She would love to. I talked to her.
If you ever want to come on the pod. I was thinking more just me and her.
I'm putting it out there. We got three guys. Meg, Z-Way, and Patty Harrison.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm just following up. They're down.
Look right
They're
in the camera. The say it.
Meg Stalter, Z-Way, and Patty Harrison. This is an official ask. Please come entertain.
Yeah. It's hard to follow Sarah Shower, who cracked my shit absolutely up.
She is so
also,
fun.
What? I can't believe on the last pod we talked about our guest we didn't love.
Who fucking cares? What, is he going to come here and like bore us to death again?
So now when people come on the pod, if we don't like them, we go on the next pod and talk about how we didn't like.
Yeah, it's the circle of life.
Not didn't like, and that's not fair.
No. It was a fine exchange.
It was fine.
But
it wasn't a vibe.
It was not, we were not vibing. And also we have a particular vibe between us and I was under the wrong impression that he was somehow this crazy fan.
Who was willing to be part of the vibe.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, guess what? Actually, this person happens to be a fan of you guys. Would never believe it. Why don't you have him on the pod?
Right.
No, the publicist was like, let's shoehorn, whatever.
Whereas like Chelsea, incredible.
Yes, but also same thing.
Love. Well, we have a very specific vibe. I mean,
I would love to hang out with her. Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
course.
Like that would be a fun time.
Of course. Cause you know, I'll do the weed.
Yeah.
The other night.
Oh, yeah.
I got somebody for Pride. I got some amazing marijuana products from all different brands.
Smokies?
Did you just smoke? I got Smokies. Brandon Smokies. Smoked them.
Do you? I can't imagine you smoking anything.
I tried.
The face.
I tried.
Like you're like, I killed a person.
No, I tried.
What happened? You caught the house down?
I was like, oh, I want to get like a little buzz, but I don't want to wait for an edible. I'll take this on the patio and I'll hold it and I'll smoke it. So I brought it out there, the weed, the marijuana cigarette.
The marijuana cigarette. The wacky
pre-roll,
the wacky tobacco. Yeah.
A pre-roll from Drew Martin. Lovely product.
Lovely
product. I go out there on the patio. I light it up. It's a low dose marijuana. It's advertised as low dose. I'm like, perfect.
Okay.
Right. And you know, smoking, I feel like it's not like an edible where if you took too much, you're stuck on the ride.
Oh no, no, no. Yeah.
So I was like, I could take two puffs and see how I feel and then try again.
Absolutely.
And it was lovely.
Okay.
Did it again the next night. Loved it. Burns my throat.
Well,
it burns my throat.
It's very harsh.
By day three.
You were addicted. Oh no.
No, I can't do it.
No, it's very.
Oh, I definitely can't do it several days in a row. Let's say that.
Yeah. I used to smoke it all day long.
So I think if I did it again, it would be once in a while. I have a strong hay fever response. And I learned on the internet that's, allergies.
Oh, your allergies are off the chain.
So I've learned that some people react like, I had like sinus, I don't know how to describe it. When you feel like your nose is like full of air.
Full of air?
You know when you have like a sinus pressure?
Yeah.
Here? I had that for days.
After smoking the weed?
My body and running and then running eyes. Because it's like an allergy response.
Not worth it.
So maybe I'll do it once in a while, but maybe not that much.
Maybe up rectally.
But oh, thank you. So then rectally. I switched to Pop Rocks.
I thought you were going to say poppers.
No, Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Brandy, can you get the Pop Rocks? So in by,
wait.
So it's edibles in the form of Pop Rocks.
This is insane. This is just asking the children to find, you know what I mean? Like
I'm having a late in life marijuana journey.
But what if you were at a daycare?
Okay, so that brand sent me those. It's Pop Rocks, 10 milligrams of HVC.
THC? HGTV. How much is, I don't know what that is. How much gets you high?
So I used to take, so a gummy is 5, right? I used to take a half a gummy.
What? No.
Yes. And that would put me on Jupiter. So now I'm up to 7.5 or 10 even, and I can handle 10. So that's a whole pack of 10. I'll eat half. The other night I had a half that.
And you'll be cruising?
Mama, you know I'm learning to DJ now? I was in here.
You were Diplo.
Oh.
You were dead mouse with the thing.
I was at Lillehammer. I was at Glastonbury. I was in here playing music. I've been learning to DJ.
She's learning to become a DJ.
I was spinning those tables.
Mama.
Magic
she was
Mike,
DJ
bitch.
Jazzy Jeff.
Bitch,
DJ Jazzy
I had my
Jeff.
Shirt off. You don't know about me. I was in here. Like, you don't know. And then I like had a second where I had to go, oh, I'm just alone in my house. I got like so into it.
You're
I was
like and the Molly.
Yes, I had some colored lights on in here. You don't know about me.
I don't.
You don't know about me.
I don't
me,
know
girl.
You
I got
anymore.
Stuff going on. I got stuff going on.
You got things in the pipeline. You got projects in the works.
Yes!
Oh my God.
So that was nice.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Saturday, I had the privilege of at Cinespia in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, the Priscilla
which,
thing.
Which, by the way,
which I declined.
You should have went.
Why?
It was so fun.
Was it really?
And the VIP was off the chain. Blankets and pillows outside
Who
of
was
the
there?
Stars with food.
Who was there?
It was me, Brandon, a couple of our managers, Andres Regal to our left. Yeah. It was a whole little roped off area. Very
oh,
private.
But no celebrities.
Oh, I didn't. It's dark out. I couldn't see anyone.
That's
I was 4,000 people there. I got to walk
4,
out.
4,000
yes.
people?
I got to walk out. The people of Pride introduced me and I got to give a speech that you heard.
How'd it go?
They loved it.
They loved it. They ate it up.
They loved it.
They lived. Okay.
One of the jokes David said wasn't funny when I said, if you guys don't know Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, it's an Australian drag film. I said this film's working title was Dingoes Ate My Tootsie.
Yeah. They didn't laugh.
They howled.
Of course
In the middle
funny.
Of my speech, I turned to David and said, I told you it was funny.
That was probably the funniest joke you told me on the phone.
Well, thank you. So you're saying the rest of it wasn't good?
No, the rest of it was god awful, but it was all validated by that.
Get this, air conditioned trailer, ice cold. I was cold in drag. I was cold in drag, which never happens.
Mama.
I went in there, I sat down, I put my nails on, ice cold freezing cooler. And then I, after I gave my presentation, I go back to the trailer. There's a shower. I got to shower before I go watch the movie. And then I went to go sit down. Bottles of wine, gin, cocktails, candy, popcorn, sandwiches, bagels, all spread out for me. And I watched Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which I hadn't seen in a few years. So okay. good.
It's great. Yeah. Guy Pearce.
Why did Australia discover ABBA in the 90s? Because Muriel's Wedding, ABBA movie.
Is Priscilla ABBA-ish?
Oh,
heavily?
Yes. Mamma Mia, oh, isn't it?
I don't remember.
It opens with that fierce Charlene number. I've never been to me.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean,
Sick
it's a great
thing.
They're not gay. They're not gay.
The actors?
Yeah.
No. That's How do you feel about non-gay people playing gay people?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me just check my bangs.
You don't have to answer
I
that.
I just need a dab. No, I want to.
I think you might get in trouble for any kind of answer you give.
No. Here's the thing. The acting is playing a character. So with gay, it's hard because some actors,
Hi, gay.
Okay. Well, there's two things. First of all, there is homophobia within the industry that prevents, closeted actors from coming out because of, a market appeal,
uh-huh.
right? Because of the assumption that Bob and Susie don't want to go see,
Gary Oldman.
No, they don't want to see Fast and Furious driven by a fag.
Well, because that movie's gonna be over quick because gays aren't good drivers.
I know.
You think the gay? You think I would believe a gay person drifting around a corner being like,
yeah, but guess what?
Death to all of them.
But here's the thing. Sometimes the gayness of a person, like for me, for example, it might be beyond my acting range to play a straight person.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Although,
but, I mean, you're doing a pretty
I look like I'm on the bait bus.
You're doing a pretty fucking good job right now.
I'm on the bait bus.
Yeah.
Ask me if I've ever done this before.
If your lips were chapped, bam. So have you ever done this before, young man?
No.
And you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's your
in love.
Yeah. What's your name?
Daryl. I'm not a good liar either. My girlfriend's name is Daryl.
Darylina. Darylina.
Daryl, honey.
Oh my God. Fuck my asshole.
Well, I feel that in the case of Priscilla.
Yeah.
That was at a time especially where if we didn't have straight people tell a story for us, it would never get told.
Yes.
But Peaches Christ told me something interesting.
What?
Because I said, do you love the movie Priscilla? She goes, love it. You know, Peaches Christ is from a generation of drag queens a little older than us.
Yeah, 30s.
Maybe not 30s. You, but I go, well, did the drag queens love Tuang Fu when it came out? And she said, no.
Why?
I said, they didn't. She goes, well, Priscilla told drag queen stories like it really is.
Yeah, like they were.
And Tuang Fu tells this fantasy that we're in drag all the time. And
they were really trans cartoons.
Yeah. So I obviously both movies are important, but from her perspective, I was like, I thought drag queens would have lived. And she was like, we did not live. We loved Priscilla.
Yeah.
We made fun of Tuang Fu.
Well, because I mean, it's crazy. Like Tuang Fu, I think the impact of Tuang Fu was just a softening of the rigidity of masculinity.
Uh-huh.
In general.
Yes.
It's
especially
just the
because
fact
it's
that Blade. Patrick Swayze, Blade, and fucking John Leguizamo are willing to fag out for 2 hours for millions of dollars.
Well, you know, after that though, they called it Blade. To make it more.
But okay, Patrick Swayze.
Noxima Jackson, do you ever watch that movie and go, that's Blade? I'm sorry. Like, that's an instance where I'm like,
he's great.
If we lock people who aren't gay identifying out of playing these roles, we wouldn't have a Noxima Jackson.
Yes.
So my POV is always, if you can tell the story compassionately.
Yeah.
If we're at a place in America where if two gay actors did Brokeback Mountain, no one would have seen it. Then it's porn.
Right.
Then it's porn.
Yeah. Then it's porn. But I think, and also it's like, well, there are, you know, there's so many trans actors are out there. There's so many gay actors. It's just, I don't know. It's complicated. I think you should be able to play anything. I mean, it's not, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't have a good answer.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Hard.
Like me watching Pose, for example, I was like, if these were cis.
No.
I don't want to use the word passable, but if these were cis passable women playing these, it wouldn't do as much for me.
Yeah. But then you have the, like, you know, so say Patty Harrison, for example, she has a movie where she plays a surrogate. She happens to be trans in real life, but that's just incidental.
Right.
You're watching the movie, it's a woman, a funny woman.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because representation is important, but then also like if only trans and gay characters are being portrayed by straight people because trans and gay actors are being denied jobs due to homophobia and transphobia, that's a big problem. And of course, that is the case.
Right. I'm afraid of saying I need gay people to play gay people.
No,
because
no,
I also
that's not
don't
the truth.
Need
no.
only straight people to play a straight person.
No, I need actors to play people.
Right.
But I need actors to be everyone. Everybody needs to be able to have access to the acting,
yes, you
whatever.
Should, you should be able to paint the picture and get the job because you're right for it.
Think about how many ugly, fat, white guys there are who are able to just be incredible actors. You know, like so talented at secondary characters, character actors, couldn't name their names. You recognize their faces, but they're just so. But they're there, and there's so many of them.
So many.
So many.
Like, well, they fit in so many things because there's so many guys like them in real world. So,
you know,
those characters are very anchoring, I think, in storytelling to be like, oh, yeah, kind of dumb.
Yeah, they pull you right down to the muck of reality.
Well, you get the Julia Roberts walk by, and then you need the...
Yeah, yeah. Would you be Julia Roberts or Michelle Pfeiffer if you could switch bodies for a day?
Michelle fucking Pfeiffer. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm okay. All right. Jesus Christ.
What about you?
Julia Roberts.
Okay. Comment below if you would like to be Julia Roberts, Julius Roberts.
Julius Roberts.
Michael Pfeiffer. Julius Roberts and Michael Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Should I get bangs? Should I not get bangs? Please comment below.
And thank you for, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Oh, we have our pods, not always on video.
But hey, we always keep you guessing. We're never consistent, but we're always surprising.
And let's just say next year we'll be together a lot and we'll be producing a lot of media on this channel.
A lot of delicious content for you to gobble up each week.
Stay tuned to see if she goes missing again. Goodbye.
Bye.